You're listening to WZMB Zombie Radio, your personal soundtrack to the end of the world. That was Coheed and Cambria, and Here We Are, Juggernaut. Listening to that song, it sort of made me, well, as you might expect, pissed off. And just why did I get pissed off? Why did the Zombie Radio DJ happen to get pissed off? Let me explain to you. If you hearken back to a more innocent time, and you think about, oh, I don't know, the zombie films of the 80s, 90s, and early noughts, and even some of the zombie novels and zombie comic books, one thing comes to mind, and no, I'm not talking about The Walking Dead, people get over it. I'm talking about the military. Think about it. Think about all those zombie films you watched. Do you remember the presence of the U.S. military? And how they would swing into action to attempt to save the day. Sometimes they would, sometimes they wouldn't. That's not relative right now. It was quite often. We always had the military there in the background. But now, open up your window, ladies and gentlemen of the Zombie Radio Nation, and tell me what you see. You do not see the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. You do not see the National Guard, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, or any sort of scout. All you see is the undead. There's no one out there to protect us. We are on our own. Now, this begs the question of me, and probably the majority of the Zombie Radio Nation, where did it go? I don't know about you, but for the majority of my adult life, I paid the government to protect me. I shelled out dollar after dollar after dollar after dollar after dollar after dollar after dollar for them to have my back. Now, before the zombie apocalypse, I often questioned their ability to have said back. But now, it has become painfully clear that they do not have and never have had mine or your back. We are alone. Love is a battlefield. Thank you, Pat Benatar, and no, that is not a segue. Seriously, people, I'm pissed. You should be pissed. But then again, if you think about it, how much of your adult life did you spend pissed off at the government? But now, when we really and truly need them the most, they are not just missing, they are part of the bastard equation. That's right. Jacob Plummer said it in his book I, Zombie I, and Bethany Nitshimi has said it since. The government was part of the conspiracy. Oh, this is my surprised face. O.M. motherfucking G. I apologize to those in the Zombie Radio Nation with more sensitive ears, but I am fucking pissed. It's not as if the government were here to drop a bunch of pointless, needless, hate-filled laws on us. But now, they're just not here. And even if they were, they couldn't draw up a bill to save their or our lives. And so, it is with great regret, but a touch of irony, that I tell you, do not in any way, shape, or form, place any hope that the government will come in and save the day. If we are going to hope for an army to save us, it will be an army of you and me. We are the last bastion of hope. And with that, I give to thee, unto thee, and pour over thee, a little ditty by the ever-delightful Bjork. This song is the powerhouse known as Army of Me, only this time I'm going to spin up the remix from the Sucker Punch soundtrack.